This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Got to tell you, I appreciate you guys' notes. And somebody, who is it that wrote for me? He's from Boonville, Missouri. And I'm paraphrasing. But essentially, he says, Kevin, love listening to your radio show. Love the humor. Makes it easy to listen to all 3 hours. What a compliment. It really is. Look, we break the radio show into 12 segments because it's 4 segments per hour. And then we do the entire show. So we post 13 segments of this show every single day. And we know that the segments will get listens. And we choose about 4 randomly every day to just go, here they are, and spread them around. But when somebody tells me they listen to the whole show, I got to tell you, special place in my heart. I want to probably do a promo of some sort where we find out who listens to the entire show. Listen to one. Maybe what we'll do is this. You listen to the entire show, we can grab the code and let you, it tells us you listen to the entire show. And then we do something special. Like maybe we give you a gift certificate, maybe I send you all my books and some t-shirts, maybe we invite you to the next big event that we're having and help you get there or something. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a grand prize. But I love that you do that. And look, I'm not dismissing the ones of you that only catch the show when you can. I get it. Life is busy, but there's got to be something we can do for the folks that, listen all the time. The other thing that we're about to do, I was just thinking about this. I had to move a bunch of stuff, and I got shirts from Tea Party groups and Liberty groups all over the country. And I mean, I've got bins full of them because they always give me this stuff. And so I was thinking, what do I do with this? I'm going to take these. I'm going to put them on, take a picture of them. You know, and let everybody see that I'm wearing the shirt that they gave me, and then we're just going to put up a montage, and you can say, hey, here's Kevin in our shirt, or in our hat, or in our whatever, and we're going to try to do that shortly. And I know, come on, it's not a big deal. Well, Kevin's going to let us grab a picture of him in our shirt. You know, I mean, it ain't like, you know, you're hanging out with The Rock for a weekend or something, but it's still kind of cool. And I want you guys to understand I've kept that stuff. I didn't throw it away. For all you know, homeless people could be wearing your shirts. You know what? I'm mad at you now. Trying to get all... Oh, that's right. They're not getting all after me. That's just me. Anyway, love you guys that you guys are here. And if you do want to contact the show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. So, an incident happened that is sure to spark protests all over the nation. And when I read this story, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I hope nobody finds out about this because, whoa, what are black people going to do? You know, we get set off on a lot of stuff. And let's face it, the mafia, specifically the gay mafia, they're good at what they do. As it turns out, there was a student who was killed. Georgia Tech student. Here's the story. Georgia Tech police shot and killed the president of the Pride Alliance student group. This happened over the weekend, Saturday night, in full view of dorm students. You know they got this on cell phone. Police encountered Scout Schultz, a 21-year-old computer engineering student who identified as neither male nor female. And they encountered Scout Schultz. By the way, let me save you the suspense. Scout's a dude, but he's become so jacked up because of all the stuff going on with gender roles and probably got molested by an uncle or something. And so Scout says, I'm neither male nor female. So he's an LGBTQ. He's the Q of the LGBTQ, which, by the way, isn't going to make the Omega Psi Phi fraternity, the black fraternity, happy. You know, the Qs. This is what they're called, the Qs. So this dude, Scout, 21-year-old engineering student, computer engineering student at Georgia Tech, for the record, bright guy, girl, whatever. Scout, who's a dude. I know he's a dude. He looks more dudish than chickish. And he's dude. I'm just telling you. I haven't been to the bathroom with Scout. And if I had, I wouldn't be looking. I would just say Scout's in the men's restroom, presuming. Scout's got to use one or the other. What's he expect? What does Scout expect Target to do for him? He's neither. Come on, Target. What you got? Anyway, Scout Schultz, 21-year-old computer engineering student, probably a junior, senior year, depending upon how smart Scout is. If Scout had not worried about all this gender identity, Scout probably graduates this year, next year, computer engineering degree, and goes off and competes with the Asians. But no, Scout, who identified as neither male nor female, was in a parking lot outside of the dorms after somebody called 911 and reported a person with a knife and gun. Thankfully, the person who called did not identify Scout by any gender, therefore avoiding cops shooting somebody else as opposed to just shooting Scout, you know, who we don't know is a male or a female. But Scout's a dude. Trust me on this. So, Schultz didn't appear to be holding a gun in the video that was recorded from a window. I told you it was video. You were doubting me. I felt you doubting me out there. White folks are like, Kevin's talking about there's a video. How does he know? See, that you've been trained to be inquisitive, but you should be trained to listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there was a video. Campus was placed on lockdown before midnight because Scout, the guy that we don't know, the sexually ambiguous Scout, had decided to become a menace. Who knows why? Scout is in engineering school, folks. This is a STEM program, science, technology, engineering, and math. We're not talking about liberal arts. We're not talking about the study of transsexualism in the Middle Ages. We're talking about engineering. But Scout's mind has been eaten away by a worm. That worm is liberalism. Scout, at some point in his high school years, questioned who he was sexually because, again, he was molested by his uncle or his daddy or a cousin or something. Older male figure in his life. Got to high school, junior high, and didn't know what to like. So old Scout decided he would be neither. He'd be the Q. I put the Q in LGBTQ. I think Scout may have a rap song to that effect. We don't know. We'll get back to you. My producers are like, you're being goofy. I'm in a goofy mode. I'm in a goofy mood because I don't like stories like this. I think it's stupid. They asked Scout to drop the weapon. He wouldn't do it. No more Scout. Scout will not be an Eagle Scout. Let's just put it that way. Folks, we got a lot to talk about. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Scout, scout, let it all out. Oh, man, y'all got me crazy. I can't even finish now. I was talking about Scout. People are just tuning in to the show. They're going, why is Jackson laughing? Why is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show laughing at his own show? I'm laughing because Scout, a gay dude, a gay somebody. Scout did not profess to be male or female, but he was a dude. He was a dude that struggled with that. So Scout kind of probably went both ways. But he put the Q in LGBTQ. Scout got himself killed. Okay, on the campus of Georgia Institute of Technology, they call it Georgia Tech, and it was filmed. Somebody called it in. So I don't know who it was, probably Al Sharpton. Yo, listen, we got the white boy out here. He's waving weapons, and I think the cops need to come kill him. Don't say it, but it was Michael Brown Jr. this calling. Bye. That was pretty good. My Sharpton's been off. I've been better with Jesse Jackson. This is Jesse Jackson. No, see, now that's terrible. Hello. Police. This is Jesse Jackson. There's a white boy on campus. Not too good. What about Barack Obama? What do you do about Obama? Yeah, this is Barack Obama. Just called to say there's a peculiarly ambiguous boy that's on campus here. Looks like he's menacing. And we need to take him down. Now, that was terrible, Obama. I could do a much better Obama. Anyway, Scott Schultz, 21-year-old, gay dude. Apparently, Black Lives Matter doesn't transfer to Gay Lives Matter. GLM. But Scout was raised in Holy Ruckus over at Georgia Tech and got killed. And here's my thing. They're not going to do anything about this. There is no story. A white dude got shot. He's gay. He's gay? Kevin, what? I mean, I don't know if he's gay. He's part of the LGBTQ, though. You got, come on. Why are you questioning me? I don't, look, if a dude won't say he's a dude, what is he? I'm a dude. I'm not a dude. I'm not a girl. I'm ambiguously asexual, whatever. Then he's part of the LGBTQ. Am I right or am I wrong? My producer's giving me grief in my ear over he's not technically gay, Kevin. You know nothing, man. Who's your daddy? Who's the talent? Who's the talent? And what side of the microphone are we on here? Mm-hmm. I will air our dirty laundry publicly. You know this. Better just sit over there and mind your business. Look, if Scout Schultz, Jewish too. Schultz, that's a Jew. No, it's German, isn't it? That's German. My bad. Okay. What? So what? You got me. Okay, Scout Schultz is not professing to be male or female. That's questioning, right? Look, if you ask me, Kevin, what are you? I'm a dude. I'm a guy. If you say to me, you know, are you bisexual? I'm not gay. I'm not bisexual. I could be accused of being a lesbian because I like women, but I'm not transsexual for sure, and I'm not questioning anything. So at best, I'm an L, which is kind of strange because I think lesbians have to be women. So I'm not part of the LGBTQ. But Scout was. And here's my point to all of this, because I didn't want to discuss this. What do they say in court? Re-adjudicate? I'm not trying to re-adjudicate this. Don't give me, I'll get Bernie Mac on you in a minute. I'm not trying to get all re-adjudication of this here. Bernie Mac. Rest in peace, Bernie. But here's the thing. Scout is a member of the LGBTQ community. And Barack Obama was fully supportive. Barack Obama would be giving Scout a Medal of Honor, a Medal of Freedom. That's what they can get. That's the highest civilian honor, isn't it? Medal of Freeman. Barack Obama would give Scout the Medal of Freedom because he got himself killed on the campus of Georgia Tech. He was a gifted gay dude. Well, not gay. I'll give you he's not gay. But he's something, right? He's Q. So he's a gifted Q, member of the Q community, the LGBTQ, questioning. Some people think it's queer, but it's questioning. And some reason Scout went off. And here's the other part of the equation. What made Scout go off? He's in the hotbed of liberalism. I know it's Georgia Tech. The Georgia Institute of Technology. Some of the finest engineers come out of Georgia Tech. I know this. When I was in engineering school, a student, and got out of school and worked with Georgia Tech engineers, they are really good. The ones I ran into. There's probably some bad ones, too. But here's my point. It's a tech institute. It isn't sissies. They don't study Renaissance literature. And I mean, in all schools, you got to have all that nonsense. But here's Scout. He's just going to school to be a computer engineer, and he doesn't know what he is sexually. Strange degree for a guy with a hang-up. I'm not trying to tell you gays can't be scientists and all that. But no way. Of course, there are many gays who are scientists. But all I'm saying is they tend to, and I'm not trying to lump him in. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not trying to lump them into a category. I'm not putting him in a box, okay? I'm just saying, he's already in Georgia Tech, one of the finest engineering schools in the country. Why is he throwing a fit over something, and why is he sexually ambiguous? I just want this question answered. If we get to the bottom of this, maybe we save somebody else. Isn't that what we're about? We have to save people. Maybe my mission in life is to save the sexually ambiguous white people of the world. Who are you to argue that this is potentially my calling? For all I know, I've saved one already. I've talked to millions of people. Surely I've saved, and no, name's not Shirley. Surely I've saved at least one sexually, what's the word, ambiguous? Sexually ambiguous person in my, since 2009. I would be willing to bet my life on it. That there's a questioning, a member of the Q community who says, I was listening to Kevin Jackson on the radio or on Fox News and it gave me strength. I'm still sexually ambiguous, but I'm alive today to tell it because I was this close, my friend. Look, I don't know what to say about this other than this. Nobody cares. Now, if Scout Schultz had been Jaquan McDonald or, you know, Joe, you know, whatever, make up your own name, you know what I'm talking about. If he'd been black and sexually ambiguous and the cops killed him, we would be at Georgia Tech raising holy H-E double crooked socks talking about not only the fact that they killed, you know, that they killed Scout, the black guy, but they killed Scout, the sexually ambiguous black dude. Why? We got a lot of reasons now. It would be cop. We'd be dealing with this in a bigger way. Anyway, folks, I'm just having fun with this subject, but I'm trying to make something serious about it, too, because I really believe that. We come back, I'm going to talk about this black speaker that kicked BLM off this stage, and maybe we'll get to some of the racist firefighter. We should do that one, too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event
event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I hope you're having a good time. Hope you're enjoying what we do. Dadgummit, I got to tell you, this cord is wrapped around my neck. It's making me mad. Anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. So, been doing tons of media, as you guys know. Variety of subjects. I'm actually surprised that I have not done anything on this particular subject. And it has to do with a racist firefighter. Have you guys heard this story? I know my producers have heard this story because they got me. It was one of, which one of you guys got me this story? You? Okay, cool. I like this story. See, this is the type of thing that we need more of around here. Initiative! Drive! These are stories that, I mean, look, everything's in my wheelhouse when it comes to discussing it from a race and class or caste system terms, you know, because I focus on that. I've been paying attention to that my whole life, and I'm an authority in it because I grew up around very wealthy people, even though I was very poor. So I watch human reactions to things like this, and this is a great story here. Racist firefighter. He says one dog is more important than a million Negroes, and he uses a different word. He's a firefighter, and he was talking about in the context of saving, you know, something like, he's like, you know, one dog is worth more than a million N-words when it comes to savings and stuff. And I don't know what he talks like. He's actually from Ohio. So he probably talks like this. But it's funny, you gotta see, you really have to dissect this to understand what I'm talking about, because I just want to give my insights on this racist firefighter. His name is Tyler Roysden, R-O-Y-S-D-O-N, for those of you who might want to Google him or look him up or whatever. And he made the comment that I said, one dog is more important than a million N-words. One dog's more important than a million Negroes. I was thinking, that better be Lassie. Shoot. Or Ren-10-10. Then I might agree. But anyways, you can imagine this white guy is the wet dream of leftists all over the country. They consider him the poster child for America. You know, racist America. And specifically for you people. You know who I'm talking about? You white folks out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you are the reason Tyler Roysden feels the way that he feels. Now, here's a story. The Washington Post said, an Ohio fire department has suspended one of its volunteer firefighters
I'm sorry. And when I read that, I crack up. How do you suspend a volunteer?
Listen here, volunteer. You stop hanging around. Don't you come here and not pick up a paycheck. And how do you suspend a volunteer?
That just cracks me up. For a racist Facebook post suggesting he'd prefer to save a dog in an emergency than a black person. That's the way they wrote it. Tyler Roysden, a volunteer for Franklin Township, wrote that if he had to choose between saving a dog or a black man from a burning building, the dog would get priority because one dog is more important than a million Negroes. Chris Rock might agree. You have ever heard Chris Rock talk about there are black folks and then there are Chris Rock. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to put it out there for you. There are black folks and then there are and it's a funny set because he goes on to tell you about the non-black folks. And if you've been raised like I've been raised, you know exactly who he's talking about. I got family. He was talking about my family, and I wasn't even mad at him. Oh, man. Too funny. Okay, so he's a volunteer, and he says this, and he removed his Facebook post, but they got a screenshot. And we put a screenshot up of it on the website, on our website. Now, I'm just telling you, this is how I felt. I immediately called BS on this story. On this dude. And I'll tell you why. First, and I want you to think about this stuff hard, because I do what I do to make you think. First of all, he wants to save animals over humans. Leftists do that. I'm not going to tell people how to do their jobs, but check to see if this racist idiot worked for or currently works with PETA. See, that's the first thing. Now, I know that there are leftists. They're out there now. You may be among them conservatives. I'll give you some slack. You may be arguing with Kevin, he might not consider black people human, ergo less than animals. Right? Yeah, you think you're ahead of me. I don't buy that. And that's not why. There are other indicators I'm going to get to. And then when I've wrapped it up, then you can let me know if you believe that Tyler Roysden is who he says he is, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so we're going to run with the notion that he thinks that black people are less than human. So I'll ask you this question. If that's the case, and you like your life, why would you post that on social media? Huh? If you ever watch cop films, especially the ones where they got like a serial killer, and he's killed a lot of people, and he's been meticulous. He's what they call an organized versus disorganized. And he doesn't do, so he wouldn't do what they call a random attack. It would be a planned attack. He's casing people. He's organized. So here's a guy. He's been cruising along in his white racist life. We're talking about Tyler Roysden. And suddenly, out of nowhere, Tyler decides to make a racist comment. And I'm talking about a vile one. Vile in the sense that there's no way to scoot around that, you know. It's not like you can come back later and go, I didn't really mean it the way it was taken. No, Tyler, you meant that, right? It's kind of like that. So social media is a hot button for political discourse. And of course, leftists own it, and therefore they troll it like lions, you know, two lion males marking their territory in the Serengeti. They, whose scent is this? Who? You know how lions smell for scent? They stick their tongue out like that, and then they scrunch up their faces. That's how liberal trolls find stuff on Facebook. Anyway, so they find Tyler's post. And the only thing I can say is he's a serial killer. He wanted to be caught. There's no way you do this. Now, admittedly, I might gonna lie to you guys and tell you I know all about Tyler Roizen. I don't. But pull my finger, this does not pass the smell test. All right? So I visited Tyler's Facebook page. His Facebook page is still up. And he has all the trappings of a white supremacist on his Facebook page, the way the left defines him. First of all, if you go to Tyler Roizen's Facebook page, dude looks like he escaped from an Amish compound. This picture I got of him up was like from 2015. He looked like a big old fat leprechaun. He looked Amish. I don't know where the Amish are from originally, but he does. He looks Amish. He got the funky beard. The way he shaved it is the way the Amish do their beards. He looks Amish. And I counted 7 posts in the entire year of 2013, 4 in the entire year of 2014, 5 in the entire year of 2015, and one of those is a duplicate. And I'm not sure what he did in 2016 because there was nothing there. And then we get to 2017. He makes one post, and it's the one that they're talking about that he removed. So, was the evidence planted? You know, and then in the picture they have Roizen shooting. And we all know how bad guns are, right, Sharons? Next, we have a Confederate flag. It's got the Cummings logo in it, so I know they're not happy. And I'm just saying, you look at this guy, I don't believe he exists in the way that... It's like one of those, you know how they put people on the cover and they go, we're going to give you an identity now. Just make sure that you know, realize that your name is now Keith Johnson. You got that? Yeah, Keith Johnson. And give us your certificate. Yeah, I'm Keith Johnson. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. And I grew up in the suburbs and blah, blah, blah. And my mother was this and my father was that. And people look at your thing and they go, he's got to be an undercover cop. Because he's got too good a credit. And, you know, he's got no kids by 3 different baby daddies, 3 different baby mamas. And then they kill me in the first setup, you know, sting operation I do. It's too pat. It's got all the dog whistles of racism. Something's up here. I promise you, folks. You're going to come back to this, and you're going to find out I'm right.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Security, get him out of the sun.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a speaker at a St. Louis event, a black dude, and if you see the video, they're wearing something that says, Go Trump. And you got to understand, they got permits, You could hear the national anthem being played. Of course, Kaepernick was taking a knee. And Black Lives Matter comes to the event and goes on stage and starts trying to upstage him. And you hear him saying, get him out of here, get security, and all this. And then you hear people chanting, all lives matter, all lives matter. Now, let me tell you what the significance of this is. The significance of this is you have this very diverse group. If you see the video, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, I mean, you know, I don't know what the mix is, but it looks like it's being put on by blacks, by a black group. People dressed in American flags. There's no negativity at this event. And then Black Lives Matter comes in and crashes it. And people start chanting All Lives Matter. Now, the All Lives Matter movement that never really existed, because it shouldn't have to in America, I just want you to remember, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, said, I don't see anything wrong with All Lives Matter, and later apologized on Twitter. A couple of other people have done that. High-profile folks that understand All Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is racist, and the group is a terror group. And people are still afraid to say anything against it, to say All Lives Matter. Oh, well, you don't understand Black Lives Matter. No, black lives don't matter any more than any other life. And black lives, if they mattered, black folks would care about other black people. Black folks would care about white folks, as opposed to the racism that they spew out every day. And they will try to separate themselves under the false, fake notion, fraudulent notion, that blacks are killed disproportionately compared to other races. In fact, it is quite not the truth. When you accept Black Lives Matter, you are saying, I believe the lie that black people are being killed indiscriminately by police, number one, and number two, in more per capita with respect to the amount of crime committed by blacks. Both of those are completely not true. The black people, and it's sad to say, but a small percentage, less than 5% of this population, is committing 40 to 50% of the crime, depending upon whose stats you use, whether it's the FBI or some other criminal organization that looks at criminal activity. But it's a high percentage. And even if you just put the entire black population, if we're committing 40 to 50% of the crime at 13% of the population, it's really bad. But the fact is, the overwhelming majority of blacks are very good folks, very good Americans that aren't committing crimes. They're doing amazing things. And so it's a small percentage of the population, and again, somewhere between 3 to 5%, depending upon which study you look at. That is a small amount of people committing a lot of crime. And for people to say the cops are targeting these boys, targeting these people, is crazy. So anybody that accepts that is accepting crazy and wants us, and I'm speaking of black folks, to believe this lie. To jump on the bandwagon of Black Lives Matter under the guise of a lie. It's the same thing that says, Michael Brown, that boy had his hands up and he was surrendering. That cop just came up and shot him with cold blood. Lie. Lies on top of lies. So you get this group peacefully protesting. I mean, in peaceful assembly, they weren't protesting anything. It was a pro-Trump rally, it looked like. It was a healing moment for St. Louis to say, look, let's stop all this violence, stop all this nonsense over these thugs that are getting killed, and let's start loving each other, and Black Lives Matter shows up. Let me tell you, folks, whether it's Antifa, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's Occupy Wall Street, you name it, these leftists are showing their colors, and it's backfiring. In the old days, these guys could come out, they'd comment, I mean, they would disrupt, and by the way, the marches against this Stockley in St. Louis continue, and they're disrupting traffic, they're disrupting businesses, they're trying to do it in such a way that you don't know where they're going to be, and so they want St. Louis to be afraid on lockdown. All this is backfiring. And what you're going to see is
And here's what I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to say. This is how you look for it. It's already happening, but and I'll explain it in a second. You look for it when the left itself starts to go against the grain. I don't know if you guys saw there was a black kid. I think his name was Deontay. He was interviewing with CNN, and the CNN person says, "So explain to me why you would be out here with these people." I believe it was in D.C. And he's like, "What are you talking about? I'm with Trump people." He goes, "These are great folks." He goes, "I got to see people that are my Facebook friends that I never met. And I met them here. And they even, you know, they embraced me. It was like, hey, Deontay, we're Facebook friends." By the way, I can attest to that. I've been in D.C. and places and people say, "Kevin, we're Facebook friends." And I go, "Oh, great. You know, it's unfortunate that I have too many friends. I don't know who they are." That sounded kind of cocky. What I meant is, I have so many friends, I don't know them, but they know me. So I'll be places and they'll come up and go, "Hey, Kevin, we're Facebook friends." And I go, "Fantastic." And we do a selfie or whatever, and, you know, or take a picture. Somebody takes a picture of us, yada, yada. It's no big deal. But here's the thing. This kid, he's a black kid. CNN still finds it incredible that black people like Donald Trump. And let me let you guys in on a secret. More black people than you think like Donald Trump. More black people than they're willing to tell you like Donald Trump. Folks, I'm traveling all over the country. I ask. I'm not the guy that just sits around and goes, "I wonder what I could do while I'm in, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi." I go around and I talk to people. I go, "Hey, out of curiosity, man, what do you think about Trump?" "Oh, bruh, I like Trump." And I get this is the reaction I get. I either get a dude to look around and then go, "Man, I like Trump," and whisper it, or they'll go, "I like him." Now, I get more of the whisper campaign than I get the other one. But people, black folks like Trump. And you know what the next thing they tell you? They go, "I certainly don't like that other girl, the other chick. They don't like Hillary." They immediately dismiss her. When that changes to where they don't like Democrats, the Republicans win. But here's what I'm telling you. They're not saying, "I don't like Democrats." It's a personality. "I don't like her, and I like him." The Republicans better learn their lesson over this. They don't like the Republican Party, but they like Trump. And by the way, they're going to be liking the Tea Party. And I'm going to, I mean, whether President Trump says it or not, he's going to be endorsing the Tea Party. Because I'm a part of that. I'm going to set this meeting up with him for Tea Party community. You guys, you can, I mean, I don't know what you think about this, but if you doubt that I will do this, you'd be dead wrong. I will have a meeting with the president and get him to endorse the Tea Party community and have him embrace us. And it's going to send shockwaves. It'll send shockwaves too, but it's going to send them into the Republican Party. And into the Democrat establishment. And it's going to be a big deal for a lot of folks. But that's what we're going to do. Because it's long overdue. Anyway, I got to tell you, this meeting, this thing that happened in St. Louis has to have the Democrats very fearful. It also has to have the Republicans very fearful. People are not doing rallies for Republicans. If it weren't for the fact that the Republicans had established stuff, here's how we do our conventions, here's how we do our, you know, fundraisers, etc. If it weren't for the establishment stuff, they'd be gone. And I'm telling you right now, it isn't long for them to continue behaving as they do, or they will be gone anyway. And once Trump continues making these overtures to the left that says, "Hey, look, you want to work and get stuff accomplished and be considered good people? I'll leave these suckers behind." When that hits, I'm telling you, you're going to see the Republicans finally gather themselves and go, "You know what? We got to change our tactics. We can't be doing this any longer, but it can't be temporary. We got to make them stick to it."
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.